listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. SA Police has suspended its partnership with Crime Stoppers. It's due to concerns about its parent company, Crime Stoppers International, working with a major online pornography publisher, ALO. The Crime Stoppers number, 1800 333 000, and tip line remain operational. The MacKillop MP would like to bring more renewable energy to the region. Nick McBride is calling on the government to provide more funding for infrastructure for things like solar projects. He reckons one of the issues facing developers is being unable to access the region's substations.
And the substations around Bordertown, Narracourt and Roebourne, Kingston are of age where they won't accept solar developments, and they also have to be upgraded. And this upgrades in the millions of dollars.
Flinders University will no longer be leasing two properties on Millicent Skeet Street. The two houses were used to provide accommodation for trainee doctors. It's believed the houses were no longer suitable lodgings for the students. However, the SC Voice reporting a new lease at a different site in Millicent had been secured by the uni. And a new group in the southeast is calling for more childcare to be brought to a coastal town. The Beachport Childcare Working Group will be out and about in the community, collecting data and feedback from locals about the accessibility of childcare in the region. Taking a look at some local sport now, multiple bike races will be getting underway on Friday at Mac Park. The massive Easter weekend will see three events take place. Mount Gambier Motorcycle Club President Alex Trudovsky says the Easter break draws in a big crowd.
This is one of our bigger race meetings for the year. It's round two of the SA State Road Racing Championship, so that always draws a strong field. We also run our Easter Cup feature races at the end of the meeting,